So it's a party for all families and dogs to come along, to get involved in aid of raising awareness for the Edward Foundation, which is a charity that helps at-risk bulldogs finding their forever home.
So bulldog. I love British bulldogs. They are absolutely gorgeous dogs. And so, what sort of events are going on this coming Saturday?
So there's going to be different kind of activities all around the venue. We're going to have a raffle, like a tombola, a do-it-yourself agility, pin the grin on the Cheshire cat. We're going to have walk through the keyhole, just all kind of things to get everybody involved, both humans and dogs. It's at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. and it's £3 on entry, but with that you get a free raffle ticket, and you can be entered in the tombola to win all these amazing prizes that we've got.
Natalie, it's Derek here. Have you done anything like this before?
Pardon, sorry?
Have you done anything like this before? Is this a first?
No, it's a first, yeah, but because we're event management students, we're wanting to get involved, and we're really, really grateful that the charity have let us put this event on, so...
Oh, right, so you're event management students, so is this yeah. all like part of your course and everything?
Yeah, we're amateur event managers, so we're kind of hands-on experience, wanting to get involved in it and putting it on for a great cause, really. So,
is there going to be, like, bouncers at the entrance in case anyone tries to bring a greyhound in or anything like that?
Yeah.
No, we welcome all different kinds of breeds of dogs. Obviously, the charity is in celebration of the British Bulldog, but we're obviously all dog-friendly, so we want to welcome everyone.
Now, I need to ask you a question about the Down the Rabbit Hole agility course. Are they real rabbit holes, and will rabbits be harmed during this event?
No, definitely not. Okay. No, I don't think the council will let us do that.
I was just saying, that would add to it, wouldn't it, really? Killing live rabbits, I think, that might put a few people off. I'm just saying. It's a good idea to swerve. Pooch painting. Now, I know that, like, I've taken my daughter Isabel to, like, fates and events, and there's always been face painting for the kiddie winkles. But pooch painting, is that like a face painting for your dog and just draw a nice moustache on them, or what happens there?
No, we've got face painting for the little kiddies and everyone that wants to get along, get involved, but we've also got dog painting. So what they'll do is they'll pick a colour, they'll pick kind of like a Play-Doh kind of thing, and to make sure that it's dog friendly, we'll just stamp their print into the, it's not like hand painting kind of thing, we'll stamp it into their Play-Doh, and then they can take away, and all the families can make it rock solid and keep it forever. So kind of a memory from our event.
Oh, right, so it's actually the dogs that are doing a painting.
Yeah. We wanted to get everybody involved. So somebody will be face painting the little kiddies and everything, but then the dogs can get involved as well. So it'll be a great activity for them.
I'm liking that idea. That's pretty cool.
Never knew they could paint.
Neither did I. I must admit, Hancock, God rest his soul, my dog, he would have been rubbish at this.
He'd have been out the lines if he was colouring in.
Oh, he was useless. He was useless.
There'll be people there to offer a helping hand and everything, and it'll be good. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it.
So as part of your event management, so you've had to sort of like you've had to organise this whole event as part of your course?
Yeah. It's part of a module that we do. We basically get given a charity, and it's brilliant that we've got the Edward Foundation because we've all got dogs. And then we meet our client, and from his client, we just put on the event and have to do everything around it, and hopefully people come along and support us.
Sounds like a really cool course as well, that does, Natalie.
Yeah, really enjoy it.
Yeah, no, and different and sort of like, you know, exciting stuff that you'll be organising. This is really cool.
We wanted to kind of make it quirky, and obviously Leeds has never had a Mad Hatter's pooch party, and the Hatter's kind of comes in with the character of the dogs, because we all know that our dogs do crazy, weird things sometimes, and we look at them and think, what? So Hattery, kind of, we wanted to spin on the Alice in Wonderland theme, and we encourage people to dress up and everything, so hopefully it'll be a great day.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be great fun. If you want to get down there, it runs from 11 till 3. It's at the Meanwood Community Centre, and it's all on behalf of the British Bulldog Charity, the Edward Foundation. It's the Mad Hatter's Pooch Party this coming Saturday. Natalie Webster, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you for having me.